Are these your, is this your last term for serving?
Yes, it is.
I want to ask you, you'd be the longest serving mayor in Canada, longest serving mayor in the history of Mississauga. Many people who are actually running against you have raised questions about, A, your health for the next 4 years. What's your response to the fact that they're concerned about your health and maintaining that?
If I could be in better health, it would hurt. I want to tell you, while I was in Italy, I got permission to go from one of the counselors to go to Italy. And I went on the zip line. I made history as the oldest person ever to be on the zip line.
Well, what is your plan, though, for succession, though? I mean, after 4 years, do you hope that you have
I hope that people will come forward and want to run for mayor. I think it's very important. I hope it will be people that will be on council that will want to, because I believe experience is helpful in being a mayor of the city, very definitely. You know, even after being in politics for 40 years, you know, you're learning things every day, new legislation and new things that are unfolding. You never stop learning. So it is quite it's quite an education.
Excuse me, can you direct your questions to me, and because there's others who are ahead of you, sir.
Yeah. Do you ever think about retirement? You think about Queen Elizabeth at 84 and like Robert Mugabe at 86, and you know, they're all younger than you and they don't seem to be going anywhere. Do you ever think about retirement?
No. In fact, even if they don't run, even if I say after this term I'm not going to run again, I'm going to find something to do. You can't sit by and do nothing. I've never done that through my life. I've been active all my life in sports and you name it. I can't sit still. I have to go. To do things.
Mayor McCallum, some people are saying, though, that it's time for some fresh blood. What do you say to that?
Time for what?
Some fresh blood, new, younger people to lead the city.
It's up to the people in the society to decide whether they want fresh blood. Well, it's democracy in action.
Mayor McCallum, you mentioned that you wanted to elect a council that was willing to work with you. Are you going to be endorsing a slate, and are you going to be specifically asking people to vote in certain candidates?
I would not insult the public by telling them who to vote for. I'm asking them to search out very carefully the people that they're going to vote for, to make sure that they are convinced.
But how are the people to know who is willing to work with you and who isn't?
I think they will find that out when they consult the candidate.
And you also made no mention of the judicial inquiry that is going on right now in your 30 minutes that was going on. Has it factored in your decision to run again that you don't, that you have no concerns about that?
My only comments on the judicial inquiry that I am looking forward to appearing before the commission on September the 20th and 21st. And I'm also looking forward to the report that the commissioner will present.
Mayor, regarding that inquiry, you've been pretty much uncontested in your campaigns. Do you expect to have any problems because of all the controversy surrounding that inquiry?
Not that I know. As I say, I'm looking forward to appearing to tell my story on September 20th and 21st.
And you said this is your last term. You've said before that as long as you're healthy, you'll keep presiding over Mississauga. What pushed you to make this decision that this is the last time?
I think I'll be 92 when this term
goes. Still look pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, I'm still heading up, but I really feel it. I'm not too happy. People are saying don't say that, but that's my decision. No, not to run again after this term. I believe in the next 4 years that we will not be able to accomplish everything that I outlined today, but I want to see it on the road to accomplishment. The, for instance, the cycling report we adopted today is a 20-year plan, but we got to get it off the ground and get it going. And when I ran as mayor, I promised a major art facility, I promised a major sports facility. Well, that didn't be accomplished in just a couple of years. but I have done that. Many of the projects I mentioned today are on the way, but the plans are only, if you don't have the plans, you don't know where you're going. We know where we're going. What we need is a council that will work together to get going on these strategic plans, the implementation of them, the action on them.
Your worship, the national folks.
Can you speak up a bit so I can hear the question, please?
No problem, sir. Peter Kuttenbrauer from the National Post. Your worship, why are we in this hall, the Kinsman Hall? Is this where you started as mayor of Streetsville way back?
Well, this was the old town hall, and it didn't start here. It was in the PUC building up the street, and then we moved here.
So what, is that why you call this meeting here?
Well, I just thought it would be nice to be back and it's convenient and it's parking and stuff.
But specifically, you don't normally announce that you're running for mayor. You haven't had an event like this before.
Yeah, that's right, and I'll tell you why. Because I really believe, and you've heard my appeal to the people, I think that the people of Mississauga have to take this election extremely serious if they want this city to move forward. It's as simple as that. They have to deal very in depth with the issues. They have to put people in place, as I say, they will put Mississauga first, not political ambition.
My name is Joe Warmington, Toronto Sun. Mayor McCallion, on the judicial inquiry, I know you don't want to talk much about it, but it is out there. And there's a report that will come after the election.
I don't know.
Well, this is what we understand.
And you have the mayor has indicated to you.
I'm going to finish my question. This is a question that's immediate to me. Is it okay? So I guess the question is, now I'm rattled because I wasn't expecting that. Still, this hall is a place of freedom and freedom of free speech. So I guess the question is, if for some reason that were to show that there was some wrongdoing on your part with your son and his development, what would that what kind of position would that put you in as mayor? And, it's a complicated question, but you understand.
It is a complicated question. My question is no response.
No response. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, about the city of Mississauga being debt free, because you have to ask other levels of government for infrastructure funding and that it hasn't been properly funded and your own staff projects a billions of dollars shortfall over the next few years, doesn't that effectively put the city in debt because you know you have to pay these bills but you don't have the money?
Well, we know all municipalities, I believe we're the only municipality of our size in Canada that is debt-free. All other municipalities are in debt and some much smaller than us are in debt. So we're going to have to go into debt down the road because as a city matures, some buildings are never don't exist forever. Roads need to be repaired. Sewers need to be replaced. I mean, it's an ongoing process. And to date, we've been fortunate in able to remain debt-free. But down the road, we'll possibly have to go into debt. There's no question about it. But it's nice to be able to go into debt when you have no debt.
Do you know approximately when you will be?
I'm Mayor Louis Rosella, Mississauga News. This year, we just looked at the web poll weekend. There are 12 people, as of right now, registered to run against you.
12.
It's never been that many in any other year that you've ran. I'm asking you, can you respond as to why you think there are so many running against you this year?
You should ask them.
Is there a sense that this election is different from previous ones, or that, you know, it's sort of a game changer? Just, you know, as you mentioned, Mississauga might have to go into debt, it's reached build out, you know, suddenly looking at the infill as opposed to, you know, greenfield development, all of these things. Very, very different from what Mississauga's dealt with in the past. I mean, how do you, how do you plan to respond to those kind of issues, and how does that change the dynamics of this election compared to the previous years?
Well, I think I mentioned that all municipalities are facing fiscal challenges. For instance, the province now is asking municipalities to contribute the capital cost of hospitals. We did not have that as a challenge. Our citizens, I remember one year at the Credit Valley and Mississauga Hospital raised $80 billion from the citizens of Mississauga. Some of the municipalities can't produce that type of citizen participation and donation. So the city of Brampton is faced with making a major capital contribution if they want their whole hospital converted to a convalescent hospital, as the Trillium has converted to Kingsway Hospital. So things are changing drastically in that regard. But we, as I say, we have some very major financial challenges. And what is thought to happen is that the downloading of the federal provincial government has got to stop on the property tax. And secondly, we've got to get social costs and health off of the property tax. And that has been adopted in principle by the province as a result of the task force that was set up, of which I was a member. That is a major step forward. And not taking much money off in the first few years, but eventually down the road, social costs will be off the property tax. But, you know, it took us 18 years to convince the federal government to give us gas tax. We never gave up. We kept after and after and after. The big city mayor's caucus, of which I'm a member, and the large urban mayors of Ontario, of which I'm chairman. We've worked very hard over the years, and we never give up. Because the federal government, of every dollar that's paid by taxes in Canada, 92 cents of that dollar goes to the federal and provincial government, 8 cents goes to a municipality. Think about it. Think of all the services that you enjoy every year of everything. So the federal and provincial government have all kinds of sources of income. We have one. We have two, really. And that's tough these years, user fees, because people are asking us not to charge or not to increase user fees. So, but we've had to introduce user fees in order to be able to cope with the increased cost, with the only sole source of revenue being property tax.
Can we have a question regarding the inquiry and the mayor? In hindsight, would you say you may have made some mistakes or some things that may appear to the public as big mistakes?
No comment.
Question back here. Ryan Chisson, Local City Fund. I came in 8 minutes late because of trouble finding parking, so I may have missed your answer on this if you have already stated it. You mentioned you're holding this press conference because of this election is more serious than previous ones. I'm just wondering if a contributing factor to that seriousness is councillors who are working against your interests on council.
Against my interests, I think I said the reason I called the press conference and I want to appeal to the people of Mississauga that this is an important election and I'm asking them to look and support candidates that are prepared to put Mississauga first rather than political ambitions, and that they work with the mayor to continue the success that this city has had, which is admired across Canada and the United States, as a city that has grown rapidly and yet has provided the services that the people want and be debt-free.
So there are councillors who are not working cooperatively.
I think if you read the press, you get the message.
just to follow up on that, Mayor, to clarify and understand, you want the voters to elect people who are willing to work with you, but are you putting forward a slate or a team?
You asked me that.
Yeah, no, I didn't quite get the answer, so I'm trying to understand how I get to know who to support.
Are you asking me I'm going to put 6 names or 7 names in the country? No. That would be an insult.
You said many of the candidates were in the room today.
Well, I don't know which candidates are in the room. I know some of them that I met. I came in with Bruce Rosario, I don't know.
No, I'm simply clarifying what you said earlier, that there were many people who were candidates in the room who are willing to work with
you. I did not say that.
So what did you say?
You're putting, trying to put words in my mouth, which you're really good at.
So what did you say?
About the way you report things as well.
I think you
can't trip me up.
You said earlier it takes a team approach for the city to move forward. You said it takes a team approach for the city to move forward. Do you believe with the current council in place that the city can move forward?
No, I don't think it can. There's too much controversy on the council. Many votes are determined by Blackberry.
By?
Blackberry.
Mayor, as you said, what you've issued is a long-term vision, and you're also saying that this is your last term. Do you feel a responsibility to groom someone for your position, especially considering that you've been uncontested, you've been mayor since 1978?
Could you speak up on the question, please?
I'm talking as loud as I can.
You know,
that nobody...
Nobody had to groom me to be the mayor of Springfield or to be the mayor of Mississauga. I wanted to be. And anybody that wants to be mayor should prove to the people that they want to be mayor for the good of the city. I don't think you groom people. I think they have to have the desire. I had the desire to be the mayor of Mississauga.
They won't ask you, but you could ask her if she's going to disclose her corporate business holdings.
Integrated transit is an absolute must, and I think it's unfortunate that it hasn't happened. We have integrated transit with Franklin. Buses go up and down, our buses go up. We have it with Oakville. We do not have it with CPC. As soon as the buses, Mississauga buses, on their way to the subway, it's closed doors when they cross the boundary. And then it's closed doors when they get across the boundary again back into Mississauga. The Greater Toronto Area is an integrated area. It's an economic unit, it's the engine of Canada. And people live in Mississauga and work in Scarborough. People live in Markham and work in Mississauga. People live in Mississauga and work in Vernon. Now we must recognize that. That we are a unit that must work together. And integrated transit is a key to it. GO Transit is a blessing and serves us so well. But why should buses that are taking people to the subway? I remember when they excluded us from the subway once, and our people had to get out in the cold weather in the wintertime because Toronto TTC decided that they weren't going to accept our buses at the subway. We need a smart car. I was on a committee set up by Bob Ray when he was premier of the province to look at our smart car. The TTC is resenting a smart car, and we need a smart car so that a person who wants to get down in Burlington, they buy a smart car. It's all over the world. It's in Hong Kong. It's in Taiwan. And here in the city, this great Greater Toronto Area, we don't have an integrated transit so that people can get on a bus in Mississauga, and don't worry if they want to go to Ajax.
And vice versa.
And vice versa, they want to come from Ajax to Mississauga.
Is the province,
and I'm hoping that the province will take a strong stand and implement it, regardless of the opposition. I've asked to get rid of that Toronto legislation that says that the TTC cannot service an area beyond their boundary. It was an old legislation that was passed many years ago. And it's still on the book. I've tried to get it off, and it still isn't off. But we have integrated transit with Brampton, and the people are happy. They don't have to worry when they get on a bus in Brampton that when they cross the Mississauga boundary, they have to get off the bus and get a new ticket.
We have 5 minutes left. Steve, you had a question?
Steve Lindrew from CP24. I'm going to be delicate about this, Madam Mayor, as much delicate as it can be. You've been on your feet for about an hour, and speaking with very few notes. So what do you say to those few detractors who say that age is a factor?
Discrimination.
Age is only a lateral, mind over matter.
Bravo!
This morning, one gentleman, the chairman of the psyche committee, said, gee, we got to wait for 20 years before this plan will be implemented. He says, I'm only 52 and I'm 72. He said, I said, don't worry about it. I'm cycling at 89.
Your Worship, you said this is an important election and you want people to support candidates who are prepared to put Mississauga first. Are you saying that you want them to elect candidates that will vote with you, will vote with Hazel McCallion on council? But isn't that the problem with the current crop, that they won't vote with you?
That will work as a team to do the best for the city of Mississauga and the citizens.
But if people vote against you, then they're not working as a team?
No, I didn't say that.
But isn't that what the problem is, that the council is not supporting Hazel McCallion?
Well, it isn't. It's the controversy and the undermining that's going on and the behind-the-scenes things that are happening that are very... I have a book of emails, a file of emails, and if I ever distributed to the press, you would be shocked at some of the emails that have emanated from certain times. I think you should talk to other counselors that feel that in fact, other counselors have said that this council is dysfunctional. That's not good for Mississauga. It has never been dysfunctional over the years. So I don't know why. I don't know how a dysfunctional council. They need proof that they can do a job.
Madam Mayor, will you be disclosing your business and corporate holdings, past and present, to silence your critics? Corporate and business holdings. A lot of people wonder about that. And we're just wondering, to silence your critics, would you be making a disclosure?
Disclosure to what?
Your business and corporate holdings.
My business, that has already been provided to the inquiry of anything I might own.
Past and present.
I own a house, and I own a building, and I own a property. I'll provide this to any citizen who wants to.
You own.
My records are open to the public.
What farm do you own?
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.